Good morning, brothers. Good morning, P. Sam, P. Teddy. As you know, we have a tradition when we go off on a retreat here at ESPE. By tradition, we have someone send us off. And I'd like to just introduce our guest speaker this morning. She's known to all of you, or most of you, I think. But I just want to introduce her with not who she is, but with some of the attributes. We discussed who we wanted us to send us off for the retreat so that we can go do what we need to do to go and get affirmed in what we have been called to be. We identified Kathleen Lee, not because she's beautiful, because she's got a twin sister, and because she's been in the house for long, but because she displays an attribute that is very admirable in a passion for God and how well spread she is within her interests, how well she connects with people, and how she speaks from her heart. So this morning I'd like to introduce a daughter from the house, Kathleen, to send us off and just motivate us and, you know, get us to the place where we need to be. Kathleen, please.
Thank you, Will. So good morning. I'm really honored and humbled to be speaking. I've never spoken on stage, not even make announcements, so it is a little bit nervous, but yeah, I think kind of like what Will mentioned, when he approached me about a month ago, so he asked me, oh, can you do the send off for the guys to the men's retreat? And I said, at first, like, I didn't think too much. I asked Will, I was like, sure, send off is just like making a prayer and off you go, right? And he said, a message, Kathleen. It's like and he said a 20, 30 minute message, but I think it's going to be shorter. And right away I said, I'll pray about it. And so it might seem like a very Christian way of saying, maybe not, but I'll think about it. But in the end, I really did pray about it. And God did place a story or somewhere in the Bible in my head. And I feel like, okay, maybe this is something that I'll share. So I asked Will, like, what's the theme for men's retreat this year? And he said, mobilization. And quoting him, he said, it's the activation of men to step out, to perform their redemptive gifts as fathers to the communities, to families, and as coverings to their households, to children, and as leaders in the workplaces. And I was like, wow, like, this sounds like big. Like, this retreat, to me, it sounds like all of you are going to be taking a very huge step out at the retreat, right? And so, yeah, and I also can't help noticing how consistent it's kind of it's been like with the messages we're hearing at SP, especially like last Sunday. The message basically calling us to show compassion, right, to take action and to step out. And so I feel like, okay, maybe this is really something that God is speaking to just all of us. And so the story in the Bible that God has placed in my head was the story of Moses and the burning bush. So if we can all go to our Bibles, it's in Exodus chapter 3. So Exodus chapter 3, I'm going to read from verses 1 to 7 and then 10 to 12. So Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire. Yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burnt up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you're standing is holy ground. He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters, for I am aware of their sufferings. And then verse 10, therefore, now come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with you. And this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. So this story or this passage was basically the moment when God called Moses and gave him this huge task of bringing the Israelites out of Egypt. And I think through this passage, God showed me three things. I have 3 points. and it's about stepping out. So the first point, or the first thing that God showed me, was basically, a lot of times when God, he calls us, actually he's the one who initiates. So in verse 4, it says that when the Lord saw that he turned aside, God called to him in the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." I feel like God catches our attention when he tries to call us. It doesn't matter how he does it, but he's quite creative. And, you know, it's not every day that you'll see a bush just being set on fire and not being consumed. And I feel like if he wants our attention, he gets it, and he makes sure of that. And then it reminds me a lesson in EG, how it says that God invites us to join in his work. And I feel like a lot of times we have to be reminded that it's his work, and it's his heart and his purpose, and we're just asked to join in. And so that's why, like, sometimes, like, I feel like, oh, then why are we stressed about it? So it's kind of like a month ago when Will told me to do this sharing, I was stressed for a whole month. But then, like, I'm also reminded that, hey, I'm just a vessel. God's just using me, and so he already has a plan, right? So I just got to follow, and he'll do it. So that's just the first point, that whenever he has a calling for us, he's the one initiating. And for us, like, we just have to be sensitive. We just have to make sure that we're aware that there might be bushes burning or there might be things going on. And maybe that's him trying to call us. And so the second thing that he showed me is about the holy ground. And my point here is, that, is basically from verse 5. Then he said, "Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place which you are standing is holy ground." And so for this one, I'm aware that actually the holy ground is, it can be anywhere, or it can be where we are right now. And I feel like you don't have to go far. Like right here, it says that right here where you're standing is the holy ground. And if we're looking back at the passage, where was Moses at that time? He was kind of in the middle of nowhere. He was in the wilderness, and he was in the middle of pasturing flock. And then that was the holy ground. And so imagine us, maybe we're on our way to work. We may be standing like on the bus, like at the bus line. Or maybe we're at a park or just babysitting kids. And then right away, that's your holy ground. And the holy ground is holy because that's a place where God spoke to Moses. His presence was there, and he was speaking. And I think for us, I'm just reminded that the holy ground can be anywhere. So basically, God can talk to us anytime. He can be calling us right here, or maybe in the retreat, or somewhere else. So again, yeah, we also have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit trying to speak to us. And then the last point God showed me from this passage was basically, what are my initial response? And usually it's, but why? Why me? Or who am I? And that's in verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?" So we have the tendencies to say no first. Whenever God calls us to do something, or maybe when you're asked to become a house church leader, usually we don't say yes right away. And I was really convicted because the reason why I said I knew I had to say yes to doing this message was because I think, like, on one hand, God showed me the story, and he showed me, like, my that I'm kind of like Moses at that time. And also just to share a little bit more, because prior to being invited to do this sharing today, actually, I was approached by Marilyn Morris. So she asked me, oh, I think she was inviting me to be a part of a core intercessory team for the women's retreat. And at that time, I think my first reaction was, oh, no, it's not me. I'm not really that spiritual. I don't think, I don't normally do that. And then I also had a whole bunch of other excuses saying, oh, I'm really busy. I'm in the middle of changing jobs. And I basically told her I'll pass. And then, yeah, I didn't think too much about it afterwards. So, and then 2 weeks later, Will messaged me and approached me and asked me, you know, to do this sharing. And I feel like, on one hand, like, yeah, the Morrises, they, yeah, you have to love them. But on the other hand, I also felt like God was very gently nudging me, you know. I think he knew my heart, like, when I said no. And he's like, maybe I'll give you another chance. Yeah, and but of course, like, I still do. I still feel, like, inadequate. I feel like I don't have the words. I don't know what to share. So it's kind of like Moses asking, like, who am I? God, why are you sending me? And but the good news is, like, that God is patient with us. So in verse 12, he said, certainly I will be with you. And it's really true. So just looking at how God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, all the miracles that God performed, none of them are from Moses' own power. And we know that, yeah, if God is with us, then why are we doubting ourselves? You know, we can definitely do it. And so I think the question, you know, for all of you today, I think before you go into the retreat, has God been trying to catch your attention about something? Or has he been asking you to do certain things that maybe he's simply calling out your name? And he's just waiting for you to respond so then he can tell you what the rest of his plan is, right? And where are you right now? Do you see where you are right now is also the holy ground? And do you sense God's presence with you? And when he does call out to you, what is your first response? And I guess also, like, just to check what's your attitude like. So I think before I close or wrap up, I also just want to share something that's been on my heart, and hopefully, like, it'll be an encouragement to you guys. So I just want to share, like, one of the reasons why I decided to come to SP around 4 or 5 years ago. And I think it's because I was attracted by a lot of people or role models in this house. And I'm not talking about physical attraction or anything like that, but it's more like spiritual attraction. I think I was at a pretty dark time at that time. I think I was, you know, the usual, like, out partying a lot and in and out a lot of relationships, and I think pretty desperate. And I felt disappointed in a lot of guys also. But I think, like, God redeemed, like, this disappointment, like, just coming through SP. And among the people, like, I think that attracted me, and I think attracted to most people, like, it's definitely P. Sam. So he's not only a pastor of this church, but he's also, like, a father to all of us, because he disciplines us. He yells at us sometimes. So my parents actually attend another church. When they found out that my sister and I started coming to SP, they decided to come check it out, because I think, like, the usual protective parents, they want to check out if this church is legit or, you know, what are you guys doing here? And then my mom came a couple times, all right, just, again, I think just to Sunday services, and she heard PSAM's messages, and she said, you know, like, I'm really happy that you guys are growing at this church, because she said, you guys have a pastor who's really like a father to you, who has a father's heart for his, like, for his people. And so she said that, like, yeah, I know you guys are in good hands. And then so she's just very supportive of us, you know, growing here at SP. And then there were also, like, a few other role models or guys that, you know, like P. Ricky, Jackie, P. Andrew, or Sandeep, you know, just brothers in Christ that I think they showed me that, oh, there are good guys in this world. Because, like, I think, like, you know, with a lot of friends outside of church, a lot of, especially, like, just some girls, you know, just last night I was out, like, with two girlfriends, and it's basically always the same, you know, like, girls kind of complaining, oh, the guys are, you know, like, he's doing this, or he's not, yeah, like, or guys are just not really good outside. And so, but then I think, like, these guys or these brothers in Christ showed me that actually, there can be, a man can be caring, they can be righteous, they can be committed, they can be respectful to us ladies. And then right away, I felt like, oh, I wanted to be like them. And I wanted to have their qualities. I wanted my future husband to have these qualities. So I think, like, you guys might not know it. but you do define this church and this house. It's really simple, but just by how you act or how you treat ladies as well. Thank you. And then I just want to close with this. It's actually more like just a calling to action. I just want to share, because I'm also part of a outreach ministry, and then so I'm on the recreation outreach team, and then I also work with a lot of guys, because it's all male male-only drug rehab. And it's actually very interesting to see. Well, so I just talked about how, yeah, men, you guys can be so important and play such a powerful role to the ladies, how you behave or how you act. But I'm also seeing how, like, men between men can also be have such a huge impact. And a lot of times, like, when we invite speakers into the outreach, and Jackie has also been one of the speakers before, I do see that the admiration that the guys have, you know, for these men when they come in. And I'm not saying that, like, they're not interested in the ladies. Of course they are, because imagine, like, staying somewhere 9 months with, like, all guys only. Like, they're really excited to hang out with the ladies. But it's something different about the guys when the guys come out to share testimonies or, I feel like they're more interested. They ask more questions, you know, because I think they can identify with these men. They are also fathers. They're also husbands, right? And they're also brothers. And they want to learn from someone, or they want to know, how do you do it? Or this, so this is the Christian way of doing it. What is it like, right? And so, I think I also want to encourage, you know, more brothers to step out in the community, because due to a policy that we have at this outreach, because, you know, it's all guys rehab, sometimes we say that we have to have a balanced guy-girl ratio before we go in. And, you know, there have been times where we had to cancel some of the visits because we didn't have enough guys going in. So I also want to encourage, like, guys, come on, let's step out, because I think, like, there are people outside waiting, you know, to see what you have. And I think through outreaches or through, not just this program, but there's also, like, other outreach opportunities, you know, that where you can really share what you have, you know. And I think that's really powerful. So my message here, basically, I just want to encourage you guys to step out, to fulfill your calling, and also to come to the position which God is calling you to. So bless you guys, and hope you have a great retreat. And then let's have worship first.
God, for using men, Lord, in this church to be the light and soul, Lord God, that we may continue to build our life, Lord God, to your love, so that people will attract, Lord God, because of your presence and your glory that dwells, Lord God, in this place. Worthy of every breath, song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Worthy of every song. Worthy of every song we could ever sing, yes, God. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every name. Jesus, the name above every other name. Yes. Jesus, the only one who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your love. And lead me in the love to those holy. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you.
I just want to pray for us. I think before we, for you guys, before you go into the retreat, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would really be speaking to you right now. God, I pray that that it's not just going to be a time of a fellowship, but also a time of fellowship with you, Lord. And I just want to bless these brothers, Lord. God, I see their love for you. And God, I see that there's eagerness to grow in you. So Lord, I pray that this retreat's going to be epic for them, Father. That you will move, Lord, in their hearts, Father. And I just really pray that that these brothers will come up out of the retreat, Lord, just fulfilling what you're calling them into, whether it's going into ministries, just stepping up in their families, Lord, also like going out to communities, Father. I just pray for your heart, Lord, for these brothers. God, I also just want to pray for the speakers. Lord, I pray, God, that every word or every message, Lord, you have, Lord, it's going to be from you. And Lord, I pray that it's something that these brothers really need to hear. Lord, it's something that they will take with them. And Lord, it's also something that this house really needs to hear, Father. So I pray, God, that your presence will be strong. Please bring them, when you bring them to Macau, Lord, I pray that you will give them a safe journey as well, Father. And this time, Lord, that you will just seal everything that's done during the retreat, Father. So we love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Wow, it's amazing when the voice of God speaks. I can only thank God that we prayed and then God gave us your name and that it was your heart and that you saw his creativity and you identified when he called you. I didn't even know Madeline asked you for praying. So God is really creative and I just want to thank you, Kathleen. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. You definitely spoke to mine and I'm sure to, if not all the hearts here. Thank you for connecting with our spirit. Thank you for going deep because you went deep inside of yourself. Thank you for allowing that. Thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for opening up yourself. Thank you for how you motivated us, not just by telling us, you showed us. Thank you very much for that. And I just want to encourage us to take heed from the call that Kathleen shared with us. And I want to remind us, I want to reiterate something that she said. She likes the attributes she sees in you, in us. She says it's attractive. So when we leave here, walk with the knowledge that you are attractive, that you attract. You're a beautiful being, another creation of Christ. Saw beauty in you, saw valor in you, saw qualities in you that she also wanted to be like that. So I just want us to have that foremost in our minds and not forget what she said because, man, I believe there's a lot of power in what she spoke to us about this morning. We're going to get ready now. Jackie, if you can just please come and make a few more announcements.
Thanks, guys. Let's give another hand to Kathleen for sharing the message this morning.